are now joining, for the last time, The Mandalorian Watch.
That's right. It's the number one podcast in the galaxy for all things The Mandalorian. I am your host, Alex Maxwell, and joining me, like Max said, for the last time is...
As Alex said, Mac Lacey. Yeah. Final episode of The Mandalorian Watch. There is going to be an announcement at the end, so stay tuned to that. But we really just noticed that we hadn't put a ton out on the timeline recently, and we just wanted to, get some content out to you, check in, go over some stuff, with each other, and
what a shock.
Some of the stuff we're doing,
What a shock to the system for people. If you are not on Twitter and Instagram or part of our Discord on the Patreon, we've been kind of hinting at something coming for the last few months, really. And I might have started a little too early because it feels like I have been hinting at this forever on social media. But if you have not, if you maybe you're not on social media or whatever, yeah, we've been hinting at something coming. And like Max said, this is the last episode of The Mandalorian Watch, but don't freak out on us because at the end of this episode, we do have an announcement for everyone. So stay tuned and don't like unsubscribe to this channel or anything like that on your podcast app.
Yeah. You'll want to stay subscribed.
You definitely want to stay subscribed. So let's catch up.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex? What's up?
Dude, it's going great. It is March now. We are like almost at the end of March, I feel like. March flew by.
It really did. And after the longest January and February of our lives, possibly, I think it now finally feels like, oh yeah, the year is actually moving.
You're not kidding about the longest January and February. Like, it literally feels like maybe 10 years ago that we interviewed Emily Swallow on the podcast.
Oh, that was a different lifetime, I'm pretty sure.
Which is insane. That was just 2 months ago.
Yeah. Wait, no. Are you serious?
That was just 2 months.
Was that January?
Yeah, it was January.
Oh, no. If you had asked me when we did that, off the top of my head, I'd be like, October, maybe? Yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's been a lot. March is here. I feel like we are now starting to, like, we had the big, huge announcements of all those live action shows, last year and everything. And now I feel like we're finally getting the first waves of news and stuff that are coming out for those shows. So I feel like we're actually like getting those now, it feels like they're coming.
Yeah. And there's a lot of rumors surrounding Obi-Wan, Andor, the Ahsoka show, Benedict Cumberbatch, what is it?
Cumberlatch, I think.
Cumberlatch. That's right.
Cumbermatch.
Cumbermatch. You got it. So Benedict Cumberbatch said recently, like, he does not want to play Thrawn because he doesn't want to sit in a makeup chair all day becoming blue. There's a lot to talk about on that. We're not going to talk about that on this episode. We will talk about it in the future, though. So, again, another hint. Stick around for the announcement.
Subscribe.
Stay subscribed to this podcast. Okay, so... There is news trickling out, though, in terms of some things coming in April that will be on Disney Plus, and I'm really excited about this and been questioning the implications of these things releasing on Disney Plus as well.
Yes. There's some questions that we'll have to bring up, but first, Tell us all what's coming out.
Okay, so they just recently announced like the two Ewok movies.
Yeah.
Caravan of Courage and Battle for Endor are coming to Disney Plus. The Clone Wars micro series by the creator of Samurai Jack is coming to Disney Plus.
And we phrased it that way specifically to avoid pronouncing his last name.
Don't tell people my tricks, Mac. I've got a problem with names. If you have been a longtime fan of the podcast, you probably know that.
So we still say Rick a lot.
Just Rick. That's coming out. Honestly, that's kind of my favorite Clone Wars. Don't get me wrong. I love Dave Filoni's stuff in Clone Wars. There's stuff that are in that Clone Wars series that are some of my favorite stuff, like the Mortis trilogy and the Mandalorian stuff, obviously. In Filoni's Clone Wars. But the style of the micro series and like the clones, I don't know. It just, there's something about that I love it so much.
I think it's because it's in that less expensive to produce 2D style.
Yeah.
They can make the scale of everything feel even bigger.
Right.
Like those battles seem massive. Like in that show, like the
Mace Windu, like took down a whole super weapon by himself.
Right. Yeah. Like it really does seem like, oh yeah, this entire planet is fighting right now, you know, like,
yeah,
every inch of this planet is covered in people fighting and, just the scale and, it's cool. It's cool. It's definitely a different storytelling style and everything. I definitely like to break up watching other Star Wars animations by revisiting that one just because it feels a lot different. So it's like a nice little change of pace, you know?
Yeah, I just recently started rewatching the Clone Wars. This is probably going to be my third time watching it all the way through.
Only three. Okay. All right.
I've watched a lot. Like, I've watched the Mandalorian stuff over and over again and the Mortis stuff over and over again. But, like, all the way through, this is just my third time. And before I started it, I actually watched volume one of the micro series because I feel like it's a good kind of intro to that series because you get to see Anakin still kind of almost in that Padawan phase before he becomes a Jedi Knight. And you get to see how he gets his scar fighting with Asajj Ventress on the moon of Yavin on Yavin 4, which is just phenomenal. Like that whole sequence of Anakin versus Asajj is just incredible. And then I also like the way Grievous is in towards the end, like how menacing he is when he first arrives on the scene in the Clone Wars. Like, he is terrifying in that series, and he's more of, and let's be honest, in episode three, he's like he is in Filoni's Clone Wars, where he should have a metal mustache he twirls.
Yeah, right. He's just like, he's a cartoon villain, not only because he's animated, but just he's a caricature of a villain, kind of,
right.
Which works, especially for Star Wars. I mean, there's, you know. There's tons of great stuff about the fact that Jesus that Grievous is that one.
Wow. Wow. You're getting a hint now. This is kind of what our Patreon content, like anything we start being silly. That was a slip of the tongue though.
For sure. So and I completely forgot what I was going to say, but in the 2D version, he seems like much more of an actual threat and like an immediate threat, like even just physically, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas he doesn't necessarily in the movies, he's scary and everything, but I feel like he's played up more to be a coward.
Yes.
In the series and then in the movie, you know?
Yeah. And they had to do, throughout the whole length of the Clone Wars series, they had to do that dance of Anakin never actually comes across Grievous because of his line in episode three.
Yeah. No, I thought you'd be taller. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is insane. Like, I guess that's just how big the Clone Wars was. So that's coming.
I think they were also just generally checking that kind of thing less, you know, back then. That was like what, 2001? Because that came out as Attack of the Clones was coming out, right?
No, I'm
right after.
Yeah, but what I'm referring to is Anakin never sees Grievous in Filoni's Clone Wars.
I know.
That's crazy.
What I'm saying is like they started caring about that stuff eventually. They kind of didn't when the 2D one was coming out, you know?
No, not at all. And so that's exciting. Obviously, the second volume doesn't really work all that much in terms of canon. But the Battle of Coruscant's really cool in that that series. And then you've got the Ewoks cartoon series coming out as well on Disney Plus. So a lot of Ewok content.
I have never watched any of the Ewok content. I never had any of like the VHSs or anything growing up. That just wasn't something that, you know, our house ever had. And I've never found them. So I'm actually really looking forward to digging into all this stuff. I feel like there's a subset of the fandom that really, really goes hard for the Ewoks materials.
Led by Still Saunders. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think I've seen one of the Ewok movies, and that was a long, long time ago. I couldn't tell you anything that happened in it. I know the only thing that I really know are two things. One, Blurgs are in the Ewok movies because that's where they Filoni brought Blurgs into the Clone War series on Ryloth, and then also obviously in The Mandalorian, we see Blurgs. Rest in peace, Quill.
Yep. And that's the way that we get to tie that into this podcast episode. That's how we get to talk about the Ewok stuff, you know? Because it's the Mandalorian watch, and we're kind of beholden to those constraints, and it can be kind of, limiting sometimes. Wouldn't you agree?
It's so limiting. Like, we are on a contract. We can't talk about anything else unless it's connected directly to the Mandalorian.
Right, have to bring up all the Mandalorian tie-ins and everything, which, like, there's tons, and, we love the Mandalorian, so it's awesome to get to talk about those stuff, but sometimes we just kind of want to maybe explore other areas of the galaxy, you know?
Sometimes we do, but, you know, the contract states we have to stick to the Mandalorian because our name is the Mandalorian Watch.
Right.
Right, so...
But I guess since this is the final episode of the Mandalorian Watch, you know, we're not going to have to worry about that very much longer.
What a cryptic hint. What a cryptic hint by you.
Everybody knows now.
They have to. If you haven't caught on yet, keep listening. So, Blurgs are in it. And then the second thing that I know is the small girl, I think her name's Sindel. There was a theory going around before The Last Jedi came out and the Phasma novel completely ruined this theory, which... I would have liked this. I would have preferred this. That little girl grew up to be Captain Phasma.
Yeah. That would have been wild. Like, we went from hanging out with Ewoks to Captain of the First Order, training stormtroopers.
Like, I could imagine, like, kind of a cool, sad story of, like, almost a loss of innocence of, like,
right.
Where the First Order finds her on Endor and takes her and, like, saves her from, like, hey, you don't need to live with these Ewoks. We'll come and we'll take care of you and we'll train you. And she rises up to become Captain Phasma. I mean,
yeah,
what a story that would be.
And then there's conflict where the First Order's, you know, doing some missions on Yavin or whatever, Endor. And I don't know why I said Yavin, I think because you brought it up earlier, but yep. On Endor. And they've got to clear out a bunch of Ewoks, and Phasma has to wrestle with the fact that, yeah, she's gotta make the call. Is she gonna, like, and that's ultimately the crossing the threshold, no coming back from the dark side.
Dang, that's like her initiation into the First Order.
Right. That's yeah.
And it's all to retrieve Vader's mask.
Oh yeah, because that's it's all for Kylo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brendel Hux one day was like, Ren wants this mask. Phasma, I'm counting on you to go get it. Oh dude. Let us write that novel or that screenplay or whatever. It'd be fun.
That, if we ever get to write Star Wars content, this is what you can expect from us.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good.
I don't know. No. I would totally read that.
I'd read that. Yeah. I feel like I should probably never write Star Wars personally, just with my personal storytelling tendencies. But yeah,
we're all working through something, and you're just gonna work through it in your Star Wars plate sandbox, right,
which is not the place for that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm really excited to get to jump into the Ewok stuff, and I see a lot of potential for some very fun Patreon bonus content from that.
Absolutely.
Are we feeling commentary tracks, like watch-alongs for the movies? We thinking just breakdowns? What do you think?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like the patrons should kind of decide the avenue that we go down to approach the Ewok movies. Do we do a scene-by-scene breakdown, or do we do commentary? Right now, personally, I'm kind of leaning towards commentary.
Yeah, we're gonna want to get silly on those, I think.
Because if you haven't listened to our Patreon commentaries, which they are available right now on patreon.com/TheMandalorianWatch for just $2. We have done all the way up to chapter 10 right now. They get silly. They get out there. If you want to see us kind of in a different light, that's where you can go and find those bonus episodes, like our commentary tracks. But we also have a lot of other bonus types of materials and episodes. Right now, I'm breaking down the High Republic stuff with our good friend Rick from Jam Transmissions, and it has been so much fun. That's gotten a lot of love on the Patreon, and we have also reviewed stuff like Rise of Skywalker, because our contract doesn't apply on our Patreon. We right. can talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, it's only the main feed that we have issues. Yeah, you and Rick are doing fantastic on those. I haven't read the High Republic stuff, but I
you got to start with Light of the Jedi, and yeah. once you start with that, you will read the other two immediately.
Immediately,
yeah,
that's good. That's what I want.
Yeah, Test of Courage, pretty good. Into the Dark by Claudia Gray, very good.
Mm. I do really like her work.
Yeah.
I read Lost Stars in under 24 hours.
Bit of a controversy, though, with that book, because there's a character named Geode, and he's a rock, and people were very upset by that.
Maybe a little more upset than they should have been over a sci-fi character that's a rock?
I'm not telling people how to feel, but I promise you, you will live a better life if you don't get that upset about fictional characters that don't actually exist.
Yeah. I think that's good advice for everybody. yeah. So we've got all that coming out. You can look forward to all kinds of good Ewok content. We'll probably do some stuff with Clone Wars too. You know, there's no telling, but
yeah. Yeah, Patreon's a lot of fun. If you've missed us, if you've missed kind of us just putting out episodes, we haven't stopped putting out episodes on the Patreon.
Right. We've just kept going.
So if you want to sign up, it's just $2 a month. And our patrons are great. Like, I do want to take some time and just say thank you to our patrons, because through them, we have been able to significantly upgrade our podcast.
Absolutely. We have made some very notable investments in, you might be noticing one of them. Alex and I both have new microphones that we've been able to purchase with the support that's come from y'all. So the reason we sound better is all because of you. But yeah, these will just help. These will make producing content easier for us, since we're using the same mic, taking down, mixing time and all that kind of stuff. And also, I think they sound real, real good. So
they sound
hopefully
like
they are as pleasing to your ears as they are as pleasing for us to talk into. So, and then we're also going to be branching into YouTube pretty soon in a real big way. So we're making some investments there too.
That's a good point. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, which almost nobody has because we haven't done anything, now would be a good time to actually do that.
Yeah. You might want to subscribe over there, just because there'll be stuff coming very soon.
Go find The Mandalorian Watch on YouTube and subscribe, and you will have content soonish. Not like this week, but soon.
Yeah. If you all get us to 500 subscribers before we post our first video,
I don't know what I will, about to say.
I will.
You hesitated. You were about to say something, and then you stopped.
No, I don't
yourself.
Have anything in mind, but something that's going to be enticing enough to be an incentive, but something that's not going to, you know, do any permanent damage to my life or anything.
Were you about to say, I'm going to get a tattoo of all of the subscribers on my back?
Yo, that'd be wild. If we, or all of our patrons, just put all of our patrons' names on my back, that'd be a statement. Yeah. That sounds very expensive to do. Yeah, I sit for tattoos pretty well. I'm good for a solid 4 hours. That's about the point where I start feeling it. Yeah, but
so 500 before
my hair or something crazy. 500 before we get there. We'll let you know what the goal is, what the incentive is later. But yeah, 500 subscribers before we post our first video.
That's pretty lofty.
I'll do something wild. We've been lowballing ourselves lately, especially like with our giveaways and stuff. We've broken all of those limits like immediately. So
absolutely,
let's shoot a little higher this time. Yeah. If you can do that, we'll let you know. There's a later incentive disclosed for that. So
if you've always wondered what we look like, go subscribe to our YouTube channel where there's no YouTube videos yet, but there will be.
There will be. You'll see what we look like. Yeah.
You'll see what we look like. Mac's very handsome.
Alex is just looks
moderately
ravishing.
Moderately handsome.
The word I used was ravishing, actually. So
like a pirate. I feel like you use that adjective for a pirate.
I don't know. For maybe like for a pirate, I think would be more like suave, like debonair. Not that, like, they're usually kind of gross, you know, because they've been at sea for a while, but, like, they're very, like...
Disney pirates,
smooth
though.
And kind of... Yeah. Not actual pirates.
Yeah.
But,
Like Orlando Bloom.
Right. Yeah, suave. Like, yeah. You know. I feel like ravishing is, like, I don't know. Anyway.
Dashing?
Look good.
Like Dash Rendar? Dashing?
Dashing. You look very Dash Rendar-ing.
Yeah.
Right now,
I wear a lot of shoulder pads around the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and lots of pockets everywhere strapped to various parts of your body.
Right. That's mainly because I fall down a lot, but yeah.
The shoulder pads? Yeah.
Yeah, I need extra protection.
I mean, for me, it's for all the blaster bolts that I'm dodging on a regular basis. But
so I'm about to break the contract right now.
All right.
But I think we're about to rip that contract up. So
yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? Fire us? This is our last episode.
Right. So... I know this is not even have anything to do with Star Wars. What have you been watching recently? Like, have you been watching anything? Because, like, I know, like, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you don't just like Star Wars. You probably like other things, too.
Yeah, either that or you have long since already turned this off.
Right. Like, what are you still doing here?
Yeah, I imagine the listens on this one might be a little lower than we've been experiencing, but especially the listen through rate. But yeah.
So anyways, what have you been watching?
So I'm actually in the middle of the Snyder Cut right now.
And
I'm about to start part 6. So I just got past, spoiler alert for the Snyder Cut. It's already come out in one form, yeah, so it's not...
The story doesn't change.
Yeah. I mean, it does.
It's still, the basic beats are still there.
The basic beats are there. Yeah. Obviously, it's expanded far. Right. But yeah, right. So Superman's just come back, and that's it. He hasn't gotten good again.
So
I'm still on bad Superman is where I'm at in the movie.
Right.
I am watching this as a miniseries. Honestly, it's 4 hours long.
My advice to people who have not watched the Snyder Cut yet, do that. Watch it in chunks like that, or split it up at chapter 4 and watch it as 2 movies. Or honestly, I think I prefer Max way. Just kind of watch the chapters when you can, like you would a TV show. And because like, I can't sit for that long. That is really hard for me to sit down still and watch something for 4 hours, but I did it the other day and I did enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, I've been pleasantly surprised. I have not, just in general, I'm not a Zack Snyder guy. Just his visual style is not my thing. The way he directs action and stuff, just from a purely kind of aesthetic, visual sense.
Yeah.
It's just not necessarily my thing, but I do think he's doing a lot with this. And I mean, he's got 4 hours, so he, you know, should be able to do a lot more of this, but
I would hope so.
A lot more character stuff, a lot, like we're just sitting in it a little bit and we're like actually diving into like what these interactions and like how these characters would feel like given what's happening, which I feel like is something that we just have never spent any time doing much. Like Man of Steel would probably be the exception, you know, in kind of the new DCEU movies. But I'm really pleased. Yeah. So I'm actually enjoying it so far there. I mean, I've got some complaints, like sure. I just said,
yeah,
just general visual style. It's very male gazy still, you know, there's just a lot of that in there. But story-wise, I'm liking it a lot more.
Yeah, it's a definite improvement, no doubt. One thing that like really stands out in this cut of the movie is how good Ben Affleck is at playing Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
He's pretty good at it.
He is. I think this cut is definitely showcasing him a lot better than
right.
You know, previously. Yeah, I think he's playing a really good kind of alternative version to the aged Batman that we've seen. Normally when we see Batman when he's older, we're getting what I feel like would be the reality and the logical conclusion to Batman's lifestyle, which is he's absolutely insane and kind
borderline
of
villain. Yeah.
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 Which I feel like that's how that would go in reality.
Right.
But
yeah,
this is not reality. So I really like that this Bruce Wayne seems to have a sense of humor. Like he has been through it and been in this life so long that he's actually, that's given him perspective. That's allowed him to see the humor in things and to realize like, yeah, the world's maybe ending, but also like, this is Tuesday for me now.
Yeah. And I do like, this all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really like, I think he's doing a really good job of playing that Bruce Wayne and that Batman, you know?
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. It was really good. My advice to people who haven't seen it yet, watch it in chunks or as two movies. If you want to watch it, the 4 hour version, that's fine. The beginning's a little slow for that, in my opinion. That's the thing. That's what I was going to say. Actually, I feel like I text you this. Maybe I didn't. Anytime I leave a room, I would love for people to sing a song of sadness and then smell my clothes as I leave. That would be cool. Yeah. That means they really love me.
That would be like, we are about to mourn the fact that you are leaving our physical presence.
In fact, I kind of hope people do that after listening to this the very last episode of The Mandalorian Watch. They sing a very sad song, and they hold their phone close to them as they do.
Well, as we do conclude The Mandalorian Watch, and our watch is ending, to also break our contract and bring some Game of Thrones in there. I would really appreciate it if you would do Alex the solid and just mourn the fact that you're never going to hear Alex on the Mandalorian Watch again after this, you know, just really, really sit in it. I don't need it at all. I need it.
Know,
but Alex needs it. So I need, yeah. give it to him.
I have quite the ego. I would love for you to record yourself and send that on Twitter or Instagram, whatever.
Or our tag voicemail us. Hotline actually would be great for that.
100% sing a song of sadness into our voicemail hotline. That would be incredible.
Yeah, it really would. And now that we bring that up, we are still going to be doing... There will be opportunities for voicemail stuff in the future. So please, you know, don't stop calling in to our voicemail hotline. And the number for that is, as the page loads,
205, memorized, don't you? 259. And then I forget.
6675. So that's 205-259-6675. Call in, let us know. Give Alex your passing message, you know, as he fades from this plane of the Mandalorian watch.
Yes, I would probably listen to that more than once too. And like, I know we're joking, but it probably would make me feel good. Yeah. I would probably go find like a Swedish lake to sink into and then swim away.
And no, you don't sink into it. You just walk disappear straight out into it until you're just like, just the whole way you just walk into it. You never start swimming. You just walk until you're underwater and then never to be seen again.
People who haven't seen the Snyder Cut have no idea what we're talking about. But when you do, I hope you laugh because like
it's such a, so like in the theatrical release, right? That moment was so different.
It was so different.
And like, it was mainly just soundtrack choice, but
I do like that it kind of showcased that people worship him almost like as a god.
Right. You know?
And I think that's the biggest difference between DC and Marvel is like, these characters in DC are supposed to be godlike. They're supposed to be mythic. They represent almost like the,
they're the most Greek archetypical.
Pantheon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're the most archetypical characters we have in pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else besides the Snyder Cut that you've watched recently? Have you watched WandaVision yet?
So I have not. I am going to be watching that with Michaela. Yes. And she, so we watched, we're trying to get her caught up right now.
Oh, okay.
I figured she needed to see, so she was actually watching through all the Marvel stuff just on her own. And she was watching some stuff that I would not revisit. So
The Incredible Hulk? Did she watch that?
I think so. I think she started back in the day and then like she watched like Thor 2, The Dark World, the whole nine. Like
I actually kind of like that one.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's one of the worst. Anyway.
Yeah.
We watched Infinity War the other night. I figured she needed to release Infinity War was her next thing. And then I figured she needed to see Infinity War and Endgame. Yep. And that would probably do it.
Definitely helps.
Yeah.
Definitely
so
helps.
After we do that, we'll be watching that one together.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. I like it's not like I don't like Marvel, but I don't get as excited for the Marvel movies just because I think they're more hit or miss for me than most other properties. Like, and meaning that, like, you know, I feel like Marvel has the largest disparity of like, I've really liked this movie and like really not liked this movie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but WandaVision's been the first thing that I've been really, really excited like about seeing. Like I've been, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll see the thing because it's the next movie in that I'm already however many movies in or whatever, so I might as well see the next one. But
we've got to get to a place where that's okay for Star Wars, where it's like,
yes,
hey, that wasn't my cup of tea, but that doesn't mean I hate Star Wars or I hate everything because I didn't enjoy that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. Just because you don't like something doesn't mean the next thing that comes out you're going to hate.
Right. There's the problem of, like, people who want you to like every single thing, and then there's people who, when they don't like something, has to make sure that, like, everybody else doesn't like it because they don't like it, right?
Which and I both feel of like those is the majority, are, yeah.
Yeah, both of those things are bad. we need a nice, healthy balance in the middle.
And if I'm being honest, like I tend more towards the first one of like, I want everyone to like what, like all of it and not say anything bad. And that's just not going to happen. Like that's like, it's okay to like criticize, but like do it in a way that's not hateful. Like, I don't know. It's just the hateful stuff that really bothers me.
Or even if it's not hateful, just the really unproductive stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost worse. Like, yeah. 'Cause I'm like, oh no, we're just getting bogged down in this. Like, just move on. Like, just
right. Just let it go. let it go. Let people sing as you leave. And it's all good. I don't know. Like, I know there's a lot of YouTube creators that kind of are, they do that. I feel like there's a lot of YouTube creators and content that is meant to stir people up and like make you angry about things. So if that's what you're looking for from us, that's not going to happen. Like, that is not who we are as people, and that's not who we've built our show to be and what our show is or what it will be in the future. So I do kind of want to stay on that topic a little bit, the YouTube side of things. Again, we would love for you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Mandalorian Watch on YouTube. But nothing in terms of, like, when we're in season of The Mandalorian, let's stick to season, like, the video content that you're going to get, like, we're not changing the format of the show. You'll be able to watch us too. That's basically, like, I did want to kind of clarify that, like, we're not going to be like, here's 101 Easter eggs from The Mandalorian. We're not going to do that kind of stuff.
We're not going to start making thumbnails with big red circles and arrows pointing to indescript things all over them just to get you to click on them.
Maybe we will, though.
Never know.
If you're not clicking, we might do that.
Depending on how the YouTube hustle goes, we'll see what we have to resort to.
So
we've talked a lot about stuff that is not changing, right? And then we've mentioned the big thing that is changing, which is The Mandalorian Watch is over after this episode.
It's time for The Mandalorian Watch
to end.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I think people on social media have caught on, but don't fret, because here's what's going to happen. In an effort to better cover the upcoming Star Wars live action television content that we have coming our way. So we've got stuff like Obi-Wan Kenobi, we got Ahsoka, Rangers of the New Republic, Andor, all these awesome shows coming our way. The name The Mandalorian Watch, we don't feel like that's going to be able to cover those live action television shows. So what's going to happen, nothing, like, you won't have to find a new page, you won't have to find a new podcast, everything is going to stay exactly where it's at. All that's going to happen is we are changing our name and our logo to better incorporate those things.
Yeah, we're not losing anything. All we're doing is scaling up, and that's all been possible because your support, as listeners, as patrons, just as, you know, as the public in general, you guys have welcomed us and made us feel, you've given us this gift of just your time, your attention, like, and you know, your effort and interaction, and it's just, the community that we've been able to build has been incredible, and all of that is due to you guys. So we, in return, like, with the support that you're giving us, we only thought it was right to up what we're giving you, and we just want to be able to cover more. So all we're doing is adding more. We're going to be covering all the live action TV shows. We're going to be doing more, bonus content. We'll be doing some more occasional YouTube special, you know, things like that. Like Alex said, when we're in season in the show, the format that we have going is really working. We're not going to be changing that up. Still expect it to be the same old show, your same old hosts. We're going to have a new name, that's hopefully just going to be, allow us to continue to grow and get more people involved.
Right. So don't unsubscribe. Like we said, don't be like, oh, well, I guess this is it. I'm never going to hear from them again. Literally, the next episode, we will reveal our new logo and our new name. And we will be, there will be a YouTube show as well. Like, there'll be, you can watch us if you would like to watch us. But if you listen to us, like, when you're on your way to work or you're working out or cleaning the house or whatever, nothing is going to change on that side of it. Like, you don't have to unsubscribe and go find something else. We're literally just changing the name and the logo. So we want you to be prepared for that. We didn't want to just like do it and then like
up and do it,
confuse people. But we just feel like, and again, like Max said, it's because of you guys, like your support, and like we hear from you guys, you want us to cover this stuff. So we're going to cover this stuff, but we just felt like the name, The Mandalorian Watch, it's not going to work for even the Book of Boba Fett, Andor, Obi-Wan. It's not going to work. We feel like that might kind of confuse some people as to who we are and what we cover. So we found a name that I think we really like, that we're gonna reveal on April 8th. And that is our birthday. So
we will be 2 years old. Our podcast is going to be a toddler.
That's where we start talking back and saying no.
Oh, we're about to get spicy.
No. I'm excited. I'm really, really kind of like that nervous excited of like, what's the reaction going to be to the new name and the new logo and our new look and us being on YouTube and stuff. But I know that you guys are literally the best podcast community out there. Like, you truly are. I've been a part of a lot of podcast communities just as a fan. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts like you guys do, and you guys are without a doubt the best podcast community I've ever come across. And so from the bottom of our heart, thank you so much for your support up until now. And we hope that you stick with us and that you point people to the podcast and our YouTube page, because we want more people. And that's what has always been about for us, is we want people to enjoy Star Wars with us because we enjoy Star Wars. And so we always come at it from an angle of, it doesn't matter what kind of Star Wars fan you are. If you're the most hardcore Star Wars fan, this show's for you. If you've just seen the movies, this show's for you. We want everybody included in this. And so your support helps with that. And so we're excited to reveal it all on April 8th. So make sure you join us and tell everybody. Let them know that it's coming. And I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with this change, though, there's going to be some growing pains.
Yeah.
We are leaving a really recognizable name right now. Like, all of our SEO and everything has been working really, really well. So we are going to be experiencing some growing pains.
Right.
And so you guys can actually help us out with that by trying to compensate with word of mouth. You know, help us spread the word that, you know, hey, it's the same old show. We're rebranding. And we're going to be bringing you know, we're taking things even bigger. So help us, you know, retweet our stuff, tell your friends, you know, anybody who you think would like the show, make sure they know about it, you know?
Right.
And you guys have been amazing with that in the past. I know you're going to be amazing now. And just thank you in advance. Like, you got, like, just like we've been saying for the last, you know, few minutes, you guys are absolutely the best. And what we do would not be nearly as meaningful, you know, without the reception and the support that we get from you guys. So, thank you, you know, just so much for all the love and support you gave The Mandalorian Watch. And I'm so excited for what we're going to build together.
Yeah.
Under a new umbrella, you know? Yeah. So, that'll come in due time. So I'm sorry about that. You'll have to wait just a little bit longer,
Not that long though.
Not that long.
Just a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks.
It's going to be good. I'm excited going into this chapter. These are our first steps from here.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Hope that you guys are on the journey with us.
Absolutely. I just kind of almost had like a vision in my head of like, man, I can't wait when COVID's dying down and it's over and it's safe.
We can see people.
Yeah, exactly. Star Wars Celebration, man, that would be super cool to like really like see you guys and hang out with you guys. And man, I can't wait for that day. So it's coming one day.
Yeah, I feel like most of our like a lot of our community building has like been during COVID time. So yeah, it'll be, yeah, you know, a whole other world of opportunity is going to open up once we can get out in the world again. So, yeah, well, I think that'll about do it for this final little episode of The Mandalorian Watch. As you can tell now, nothing's really ending or nothing's final.
Just the name
like
and
that. Right.
Logo.
Yeah. So, kiss those things goodbye. Enjoy the last couple, you know, weeks you have with them, but also make some room in your hearts for a new friend in the form of a podcast. So
as The Mandalorian Watch is ending, our watch has not ended.
Correct.
Mac, will you take us out for the very last time on The Mandalorian Watch?
Well, until we see you all once again, under a, you know, with a new face and a new name, keep the watch. Unforgotten tenderness, playing me with your ghostly kiss.